What if the easy approach to managing utilities for BTR properties, i.e. leaving them in the resident's name, was actually an insidious trap? Welcome back to Utility Wisdom. I'm Will with Conservis, here to dive into the emerging world of build-to-rent properties. Some see it as the investment strategy of the future. Others think it's just a passing trend. Wherever you stand, build-to-rent, or BTR, is on the rise, especially across the Sun Belt, with a 5-10% jump in new construction projects over the last 6 months alone. As multifamily businesses adapt to market stagnation, many are looking closely at BTR to grow their portfolios. But, as always, utility management is a lot more complicated than it first appears. Many of our clients assume that because BTR properties are individually platted, managing utilities will be a breeze. You might think, no shared utility lines, no rubs to deal with, how hard can it be? But it's a misconception. In reality, we've seen that relying on renters to manage their utilities creates a non-scalable, headache-inducing scenario, particularly as your portfolio expands. See, in traditional multifamily settings, utility management provides a layer of visibility and control. You receive the bills, track vacancy rates, and have allocation tools at your disposal. But when utilities are renter-controlled in a BTR setup, property owners lose sight of payment frequency and reliability. Missed payments or sudden move-outs can leave your business on the hook for expensive vacancy periods. And we have to talk about disconnects. Properties are like you. They're living organisms. They need protection from the elements. In a BTR environment, if utilities are disconnected, you face serious risks. Think frozen pipes in winter, mold growth in summer, maintenance workers arriving to find utilities shut off and having to pause work. Expensive delays and damaged infrastructure add up, especially as your portfolio grows. So, what are some solutions? First and foremost, when you're getting into BTR, you've got to consider establishing a continuous service agreement, or CSA, with your utility companies. It's an agreement that ensures your properties won't lose power, heat, or water when a resident exits without settling their bill. And as a side note, I want to mention that CSAs are generally easier to implement for master-platted properties than individually platted ones. Master-platted setups allow for streamlined operations, while individually platted properties often lack the infrastructure. Here, owner-held utility agreements can be beneficial, but they require careful planning to avoid administrative burdens. Our second, and maybe even more important piece of advice? In our 2 decades of experience helping customers manage their properties, we've found that owner-held utilities lead to better outcomes. It might seem simpler to let residents handle utilities, but the visibility and protection gained from an owner-held approach far outweigh the initial complexities. This approach simplifies utility activation, it lowers costs, it increases visibility, and it eliminates service interruptions. Plus, it offers residents a seamless experience with no activation fees, no deposits, and a consolidated utility bill. Now, let's address the risks of an owner-held utility model. While you take on financial responsibility during vacancy periods, similar to traditional multifamily properties, consider this. The average vacancy cost for property owners is about $350, which is also the average utility activation fee. Data shows that utility activations are 40% more common than utility theft during vacancies. By opting for an owner-held strategy, you're trading a reoccurring $350 activation fee for a lower overall liability. It's a pretty straightforward calculation. Let's be clear though, managing utilities for BTR is inherently more complex than traditional multifamily properties. In multifamily setups, utilities like water and trash are typically shared, leading to fewer invoices and consolidated billing. In BTR, however, each unit has separate bills, resulting in a higher administrative load. This demands automation solutions to streamline processes and manage the increased volume of invoices. Navigating the utilities landscape of BTR requires a fresh approach. From leveraging owner-held agreements to minimizing vacancy risks, property managers can tackle these complexities effectively. With nearly 20 years of experience in utility management, our team is equipped to guide you through the challenges and strategies that will protect and enhance your BTR investments. Don't let small oversights lead to big expenses. Consider a tailored utility management approach for your BTR properties today. That's all for today's episode of Utility Wisdom. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to subscribe for more insights into utility management trends. Until next time, I'm Will with Conservice, keeping you informed and connected. See you next time.